Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream the Premier League title race with Now. No contract.
Good morning, you beautiful creatures. We all looking forward to the bank holiday weekend?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God. There should be one of these every week, I think.
Correct. I think there should, too.
I mean, right. You know, I vote for this. The lads at Cork BO have put up five things to do in Cork this family bank holiday weekend. The new access pass in Ballyhass Lakes.
Oh,
looks spectacular. You have to charge for that. I think there's a fee on it. One of Cork's favourite outdoor adventure parks, Ballyhass Lakes in Coachworth. It's launching its new access pass, €35, that includes the aqua park and the high nets and the archery, kayaking. Money well spent.
Have you been?
I've never been. Everyone everyone has said it's cool. Amazing.
It is beyond amazing.
Yeah, so yeah. That's something to do. Like, listen, even if it rains when you're down there, you're going to get wet.
It doesn't matter. You're in the water.
We have Camden Fort is open for business as well, down Crosshaven direction. Nottage's restaurant in Crookhaven is open as well. They were closed for a little while, but they're back up and running as well. Highly recommended. You can pop into loads of the farmers markets that are happening across Cork. Ballydehob Jazz Festival.
Nice.
Is on right across the weekend as well. They're doing a kind of a mini Ballydehob 3-day jazz weekender as well, if you want to head down West Cork direction. What's the silliest thing you've ever done, Rory O'Hagan?
Taking a job here, I would have thought.
Would you call that a silly? I mean, that's one of the best life decisions you've ever made.
Is it though? Is it?
I mean, you are, like, yourself and Lana and Grania and Tanya, you're the OGs.
And you.
Well, I went on a J1.
A sabbatical.
I went on a few trips around the world. But you've been here since day one. Can I play you a little clip from this morning?
Okay.
From my friend Victoria. We had a chat. She came in to me. She was very distressed at about 5:15 this morning, going, thinking her car is going to blow up.
There was a warning light flashing at me.
Okay. And you thought what was going to happen?
The engine was
going
to blow up.
You were going to blow up and you were going with it. And you wouldn't have.
So I pulled over.
And you wouldn't have a wedding in a few weeks. That's all Vic cares about. And rightly so. It's a big day.
So
did anything blow up?
No,
nothing blew up. So I said to her, okay, what type of car is it? And what did the warning light look like? Did it have a little oil can? Didn't have an oil can.
No. Yeah, I knew it wasn't oil and I knew it wasn't petrol.
It wasn't a service warning light coming
up. I don't know about that. All I know is that there was a light flashing at me that I hadn't seen before.
Okay. So I said, come on, come over here and we'll Google Opel Insignia and the warning light. And I said, I was scrolling, I said, Vic, which one of these is the one that came up? And she was like, that one there. That means you've left the handbrake up.
And Casey actually said to me, Mr. Bean is your dad.
I'm quietly convinced. And then I told her Mr. Bean's net worth, which is 150 million. She was like, oh, really?
Ooh, yeah. Imagine.
So that
serious
was
serious inheritance there, lads. Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
So was the handbrake all the way up or just
don't
a little
know.
Bit?
Partially up, you see, so it triggered the sensor.
Just bear in mind now that I didn't pull over until I'd got all the way under the tunnel. So I'd come from Cove, got under the tunnel, and then decided I better pull over.
And also bear in mind, Rory, she's off the back of a 4-day hand party as well. Ted just woke up with a big cranky head saying, what's the weather like today? Is it short pants or long pants? You'll get away with the shorts,
yeah.
But you might have wet shins. That's all I can say. Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Have a good day, buddy. It's going to be cloudy and overcast and about 11 degrees and there's plenty of the wet stuff knocking around today. Yeah, it's some heavy showers later on. Vic's got your VIPs. What's happening?
Yeah, this is a funny one. Idris Elba, the actor who was in The Wire, has revealed something interesting about the audition process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give too much away, but just have a listen to this clip and see what he explains.
I was unemployed, bro. You know, I was working the door, I was bartending, I was DJing. Third year in, though, it started to get really struggled. And there's one casting director, and she said, hey, listen, this Wire thing's come up. It's called The Wire. It's a pilot where if you go in, you cannot let them know you aren't American because they will not. I mean, this is about Baltimore. It's very specific. They don't want any strangers. I mean, please. So I was auditioning for this thing and I auditioned for 4 weeks straight in an American accent. And on the fourth audition, they said to me, Idris, where are you from? You know when your palm starts sweating? And I'm thinking to myself, they told you don't say nothing.
Yeah.
I look at him and I said, I'm from East London. The room just exploded. Oh, my God. I said that he's not from Baltimore. You're from England? And this is the conversation I'm sitting there. And they were like, okay, you got the job.
Oh, wow.
Pretty jammy in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were obviously looking for natives. They were looking for locals who could fit into the slot. The Wire, by the way, one of the best shows ever. Such a good show.
A great show, yeah. I lived in Baltimore, I told you that.
You did, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting place.
I'd say so, yeah. Did The Wire reflect it accurately?
I think there's a real divide in Baltimore, and I don't think I knew that side of Baltimore as much, but I was aware that that side existed when I lived there.
Do you know that Pat Short, the Irish comedian and writer, was going to do an Irish version of The Wire?
Was he?
But it was a comedy show named after a character called Matty Dwyer, D-W-Y-R-E, Dwyer. And he was going to call it Dwyer. And he couldn't get it over the line.
That's a shame, because he's a brilliant writer, Pat Short,
yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
Very good.
Director, yeah,
very
yeah.
good. Right, Shane and Brian.
Shane and Brian were on Good Morning Britain yesterday morning, and presenters Susanna Reid and Richard Madeley made a bit of a faux pas. Have a listen to the lads.
These are two boys on boys.
Yeah.
Shane Lynch, Brian McFadden. Yeah. Here we go.
Up the magpies.
Magpies.
Up the magpies.
Look at which is why you're dressed.
This is why we came in our black and white today
love
in support
it,
of Charlie
it.
Football Club.
All the very best.
That's all I got. You never mentioned our tour.
Oh, the tour. Quick.
Yeah, we don't get up this early in the morning. We only do it to promote our tour.
January, we're on tour
all over the UK. January 25, we're touring all over the UK. And we've got a lot of very exciting projects coming up on the telly, but we can't tell you about them yet.
And this is a fusion of Boys and Westlife. Right,
yeah.
Got it.
Boys
sure.
Life, we love it.
Is that Shane and Keith?
That's Shane and Brian McFadden.
Hang on a second.
I watched the video. It's Shane and Brian McFadden.
Boys Life, you know the Westlife.
That's what they've called themselves now, yeah.
But that was Shane. It was originally Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy that went off and did Boys Life.
All right, well, that was Brian McFadden on the sofa with him yesterday. And you should have seen them, by the way. They were all kitted out in the black and white because it's Chorley FC.
Yeah.
So remind me again, have they bought that club?
Apparently they've invested in it or something. I don't know if they bought the whole thing.
They've gone proper. I know you've never seen this, but anyone who's listening will know what I'm talking about. They've gone proper Ted Lasso on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're all in. They're like sporting the black and white, and it's Chorley FC all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite funny. But no, they're touring, and it's a mixture of Westlife
and Boyzone,
and it's called Boys Life.
That's yeah.
But it was Brian McFadden and Shane Lynch were on the couch yesterday.
Wow, I thought Shane had gone off doing cars and rally driving and
obviously
found Jesus
not.
And everything. And yeah, fair play to him. Hey, Victoria.
Yeah.
How are you today? You all right? Honest to God.
Oh, lads.
There she is. Popping in and out of her little house that sits up on the wall. It's your time to come out now, Vic. I knew when I played that clip it was Keith Duffy.
They look the same.
It doesn't mean they have you changed their name, though.
Shane Lynch looks the same as Keith Duffy.
He looks nothing like
Keith. He looks exactly the same.
He doesn't, no.
They both have sisters in Bewitched.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I'm sorry. On a scale of 1 to 10, am I the worst person you've ever worked with?
No, you're definitely not.
I feel sorry for you on a daily basis.
It's all part of the show now. it's Victoria's daftness is very much a loved part of the show.
I thought they looked the same.
Boys Life was Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden. Yeah. They have been touring as, you know, as a duo, going around just doing karaoke.
As you explained to me.
Karaoke versions, but I knew that was Keith's. See, I will never forget somebody's voice. When a fella that owes me 4 tyres.
Oh!
Yeah.
Tireland.
Do you remember Tireland?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still have to get 4 tyres off that fella. We have a problem, lads. So, Mr. Keith Duffy was on the show with us last week, right?
Yes.
We brought him on. He's doing this incredible climb out in Africa. They're climbing the second highest mountain in Africa.
That's right, yeah.
We brought him on to allow him to have access to our audience for promotional purposes.
That was nice, wasn't it?
And I thought that was a very decent thing to do. And for those of you that don't know, Keith Duffy owns a chain of tire shops up the country called Tireland. They're all in Dublin. He's got 9 of them now, Vic.
He has.
Mm.
And last time I met him a couple of years ago, he was telling me he was opening up these chain of shops. He was calling them Tireland, And I said, you know what would be a really amazing promotional gimmick for you? To do a version of Ireland's Call, but yeah. change the lyrics. So I went to the trouble of making it for him. Tireland.
Together standing tall.
Played it to him on the air, and he played dumb.
New tires on your motor. We're cheaper than...
I think it's creative genius myself. That's yours for £5,000, buddy, okay?
Casey, I didn't hear a thing. I'm on the other end of the phone and I heard absolutely nothing. I have no idea what you just played.
Aww. I just played. I spent like a half an hour this morning, a half hour.
Doing a verse. You'll have to WhatsApp it up to me because I didn't hear a thing. I couldn't hear anything on the phone.
Tireland's Call. I just did you a Tireland's Call, a parody of Ireland's Call for your tire business, and you didn't even hear it. I'm done.
Well, you should have put me phone to a microphone. What's that to me?
I will, of course.
I want to hear it.
Now I understand why he was playing the whole. I couldn't hear it, so it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He goes and runs with the idea, turns it into this cinematic triumph.
Yeah.
Full production, like sweeping cinema shots and cameras all over the place. He even brings in Shea Byrne and does his version of our song.
Come for service, come for value, come for price. Can't be beaten. We have come to answer your motor's call.
Now you finally get to hear Keith Duffy's solo singing, which is a great voice.
Toils here in Toyland.
All together now. So I get this video at the Radio Awards the last night, and I'm like, everyone's looking around the table laughing at it going, isn't that really clever? That's really good. That's what he's done. So I sent him a message and I said, look, that's brilliant, amazing, well done. I would like 4 new tyres at least. Is that's
not fair, I think.
That's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, the reply?
Oh.
Crickets. He's gone to ground.
Oh dear, Casey.
No. So where are we taking this?
Well, we're going to have to get him back on the air, really, aren't we?
I reckon we're going full-blown legal.
All the way.
Oh.
Like court, Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. Oh. Yeah. I want the boys' own back catalogue.
That sounds fair enough to me.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, please, folks? 086-8104-106. How far are we pushing this Keith Duffy court case?
I think at this stage we should all get tyres off Keith Duffy.
I think the whole crew.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, have we got new Red Patrol thingies coming? Yeah. Let's get them sorted as well.
I think we should drive up to Dublin in a convoy.
Take a load of heavies pull up outside Tireland.
Also, you singing in a Dublin accent sounded better than Keith Duffy singing for the ad.
You did, yeah.
I do my best. We were talking yesterday about, well, I was kind of messing saying I was a single parent for the weekend. Because Rachel and the girls went away and I had my little fella. Off the back of that chat, we started talking about, you know, what is life like if you're in a situation where you're a single parent and you're raising kids?
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd like to do something nice for you. I've never seen a response, Vic.
It was so massive, yeah.
We have so many of these. And what we've done is, every message that we've got yesterday on the show, we have stored it away. We've kept a copy of it. And I think just randomly, we're going to give you a buzz.
We are.
It could happen at any time.
Yep, going to make it a regular thing.
We'll give you a shout, Laura. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
We're good.
Good morning.
We're just going to ring these random single parents. Yeah. And if you want to come on the air, you can. If you want to keep it anonymous, as we said yesterday, no problem. But Laura, you're the mum of how many little people?
I have 3 little girls. Well, they're not little, they're teenagers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
3
wow.
teenage girls.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah. My goodness.
Talk me through this one.
Yeah.
Talk you through it? Oh yeah. My God, where do I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, they're good. They're good kids, but it's tough. As they get older, everyone tells you it gets easier, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But it's rewarding to watch them grow into like strong, independent women.
And the reason they're that way is because of their strong, independent mum.
That's it, yeah.
You know?
Lead by example. Yeah.
Is it a case of with 3 teenage, because I've got 1 teenage daughter, and the conversation that we have the most goes like this: Dad, Revolut me a tenner. That's it. That's pretty much
money.
It. That's pretty much it. How was school today?
Mom, yeah.
Yeah. Revolut me a tenner. I'm getting that tattooed on my arm,
Revolut,
actually.
Yeah. 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 It's free money.
Is it a challenge for you, like all the time, you know, just trying to keep them, you know, up to date with everything, with clothes and with all the things that they want to do? I mean, it's probably a bit of a struggle.
you know what it is? It has its moments, as I always say. Like, it is rewarding. And there's no such thing as a perfect mom. I think once you let go of that,
you're so right. Yeah, you're so right. You know? I agree. But you're dealing with the hormones flying around, and you're dealing with the sibling rivalry, and who took my clothes, and who took this, and who took that, and who borrowed my makeup, and who's got my spray tan, and all the rest of it. I can only imagine, Laura.
Oh, you've no idea, I came from a house of five girls, and we had a single mom, so... I think I have kind of some idea what's going on, do you know?
Yeah. Laura, you're an incredible woman. Anybody in that situation, any mum or dad out there that's doing this on a day-to-day basis.
Well done.
We've nothing but love and respect for all of you. So listen, just as a little well done you.
Yeah.
VIP tickets to the Coronas. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to the Marquee. Oh. You're going to meet the band. Bring your bestie. You'll go to the VIP bar. You're going to have an amazing night out. You've got three teenage daughters at home. They're going to do free babysitting for themselves. All right.
Yeah. Thanks a million.
Well done, Laura.
You're very welcome, Laura. And listen, keep up the good work, okay?
You're fab, by the
way. I will. I'll send you a selfie at the concert.
We'll see you there. We'll see you in the back bar.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
See you, Laura. Bye, Laura. Well done.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Say good morning to Mags. Good morning, Mags.
Good morning. How are you?
Mags is a very busy mum. She's got a bucket load of children getting ready for school this morning. How many are heading out the door, Mags?
Three. I have Luke, Tara and Ava.
Wow. Yeah.
Very good. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how chaotic is your house?
It's 20.
Do you
call Luke about 150 times?
Because somebody's watching YouTube and somebody doesn't want to wear the shoes that they're supposed to be wearing, and then the shoes that they're looking for are missing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they've got
tracksuits,
and I forgot my lunch.
Can't find my camogie helmet. And why are you not wearing any trousers? I don't want you wearing trousers.
Luke is currently in bed. He's loving the fact that I'm distracted now because he'd be up by now.
Let's give him a shout.
Lazy thing.
Luke, we will be around to your house.
My neighbours are like, what the hell? I'm like, Luke. I'm not messing 150 times every morning.
Mags, listen, we need to get you €1,000 here, and we need to get you away on a break or something, or away on a bit of a holiday. You've got 60 seconds. Just give us the correct answer for everything. And if not... we'll do it another day, but for now, let's try and get you that grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, what sport was Sean Ogle Halpine famous for?
Curling.
Who is Ireland's current Taoiseach?
Simon Harris.
What is George Clooney's wife's name?
Amal Clooney.
Number 4, who presents I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Anton Deck.
Question number 5, apart from Oppenheimer, can you give me a Christopher Nolan movie?
Christopher Nolan.
So he's directed loads of a lot of mind-bending movies and a couple of war ones. Superheroes.
Superheroes.
Batman.
Question number 6. Can you name 2 teams Roy Keane has played for?
Cork and... England.
Jesus. Question number 7. Who will represent Cork and Ireland at the Eurovision?
Bambi.
Question number 8. What is played at the Crucible? Roy Keane's on line 2 there, Vic. You might take him.
He's very angry.
Just tell him to calm down. tell him it was a joke. She was only messing.
I'm not going
football. It's all good. Listen, you're under pressure. You fire anything out.
Absolutely.
You got hurling, Simon Harris, Amal Clooney, Anton Deck is correct. Apart from Oppenheimer, name a Christopher Nolan movie. You get me, Batman? Yeah. That'll do. Tenant, Inception, Dunkirk are some of his others. Roy Keane played for... You said Cork. I'd give you that because it was Cove. And then you said England. I can't give you that, but it was Man United or Celtic or Notts Forest. Not to worry.
It's
not
hard
to worry.
Under pressure, that's why.
Of course. You're talking about the quiz, are you?
Yes.
It is the Crucible. Snooker is played at the Crucible. And that's as far as we got.
Well done, Mags.
Mags, it's a €50 voucher. €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on the way to you. And do you know what?
Okay.
Will we give them an old breakfast mug as well?
She deserves a mug.
I think so.
Oh, do. Sure,
absolutely. All right.
A mug for yourself. Lovely to talk to you, Mags. Have a great day today, all right?
Lovely to talk to you. Love the show.
Well done.
Breakfast. With Now. Can Liverpool win the title? Stream Liverpool v Spurs. With Now. No contract.
I also want to know this morning, let's talk about love handles. We kind of touched on this yesterday, but then, as the show often does, it gets diverted and ends up in Edinburgh. So we are talking about love handles. I want to know, what is your nickname for your partner? Maybe it's a partner of the past, but there's got to be an absolute belter of a story behind it.
Oh yeah, there has.
Yesterday we found out about Mrs. Nipplehead.
Oh, thanks.
Good morning, Mrs. Nipplehead, and how's everything this morning? because your surname is Victoria Nichols, Victoria's partner Owen calls her Nipplehead.
That's it.
Which is
sometimes in public.
Cute and terrifying in equal measures. What is your nickname for your partner and why?
What's yours again for your missus?
Howie McGinty. It's just McGinty. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it started.
See, why can't I be called something like that?
Oh, Nipplehead's way funnier.
It might be funny to you, but it's not funny to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It makes you look like a right... It really does.
And we all know that's true.
So tell us what's your partner's nickname, please. I want to hear from you on voice notes, preferably, if there's a little story behind it. 0868104106. John O'Mahony, mine just calls me A-hole. Such love.
John.
I'd say, John, you might not be alone in that camp.
Yeah. Julia, it's a term of endearment, though.
Julia Crowley, my partner's an electrician called Mark. I called him Marky Sparky. That's very cute. Have you got a nickname, Kelly, for an ex-boyfriend? Somebody that you were going to... Was there a particular nickname that you had?
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean, yeah.
Ick.
Nick the Ick. I want to ask what his real name was. Is that something you gave him post-relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. So it came afterwards.
Red flag.
All right, okay. Another one. Have you a nickname for your missus?
I just call my missus Bina because it goes back to when my brother was a baby and he couldn't say Davina, so we call her Dabina.
I love that.
Shortened to Bina.
Yeah, when kids mispronounce names and it just sticks. Somebody said, when my son was very young, he used to say Sow instead of Shell, my partner's name, Shell. So for the last 10 years, everyone now calls her Sow. She loves
it. I love it.
Morning, Sow. Partner's nicknames. I calls himself. I love when Cork people put an S on calls. I calls himself.
Yeah.
I calls himself the bungalow. There's nothing upstairs.
Very good.
Get that person off for dad gags next week.
Marie and Glanmire. My fella is known as the exorcist. Every time he goes to visit someone's home, all the spirits disappear. I call my one Elsa. She's always frozen.
I have to remember that one.
That's outstanding.
Oh, I'm cold.
I got the vasectomy done and she calls me Dead Swimmers.
She doesn't.
He says, I call myself the Knight Rider, though. Dean, you're some messer. What if... Oh, these are amazing. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 12 minutes after 7.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
9 days to go until the Eurovision Song Contest is happening in Sweden. 30 days until the Champions League final. And there are 243 days left of this year.
Okay.
It is flying by. 2nd of May today. If it's your birthday, you celebrate with Dwayne Johnson. Give me an age for The Rock, please.
Ooh, The Rock. I'm going to say 52.
Bang on the money.
Yay.
He owns a tequila brand. He's been in a load of movies. He obviously started off life as a wrestler because his dad was a wrestler. Rocky was his dad. He was pretty good as well, apparently. Lily Allen celebrates her birthday today. She's in the last year of her 30s. And on this day, in 2012, I remember this story, a pastel version of The Scream by a Norwegian painter, Edvard Munch, sold for 120 million. So he just did a version of someone else's painting.
Oh my God.
And that went for 120 million. Copy and paste. That'll do.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Some people have way too much money. There's just a lot of really silly. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was a massive investment. I could be wrong about that. Martin Freeman has said he's given up on vegetarianism. A little bit like you at 2 o'clock in the morning outside of McDonald's.
Shush, you know too much.
I do. it's only a cheeseburger. Yes.
Shush.
Listen, how was it for you? As a vegetarian, how was that first burger? Tell me the truth. Was it all right?
Quite nice.
But at least what I love about you admitted defeat on that occasion.
No, I didn't admit defeat. You just decided you were going to tell the whole of Cork about my defeat.
Well.
And anyway, yeah, you're right. It takes a certain time of the morning for me to actually admit defeat.
Admit defeat, yeah. Gotcha. So Martin Freeman has decided that he's given up being a vegetarian after 38 years because meat replacement products are very, very processed.
Yeah, he's probably right.
So this is Martin Freeman who was in... Wasn't he in
The Office?
Lord of the Rings and The Office. Yeah. And he was in... Have you seen him in Sherlock, by the way?
No.
Sherlock is brilliant.
Is it?
Really good show. So he said basically he's back... He's back on the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
He said he was getting very weak. He felt he needed to get back onto it. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears is making headlines as usual. For the last few months, there's been a lot of concern about her behaviour. It's been pretty erratic, pretty unusual.
Yep.
The whole dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Kind of zoned out with kind of videos that she was put up.
Very strange.
Has set alarm bells off for a lot of people, you know, saying that she needs a bit of intervention, she needs a bit of help.
And so we had that, we had the psychiatrist on yesterday saying that, in his opinion, she's just completely off her meds.
Yeah.
And what happens when somebody goes off their meds is...
complete imbalance, yeah.
What's happening now, yeah.
Now she's got a video, she deactivated her Instagram and now she's back on it and now it's gone again and then it's back on. So yeah. She's basically triggering it on and off, but has cut the comments on all the videos. But she has put up a post mocking her sister now, but yeah. Bizarrely doing it in a British accent. I don't know.
Have you guys been camping before?
I have. Very long time ago.
My sister did on a TV show and they bathed her in the jungle. She said, bathe me, because I'm, like, stuck in the jungle and I miss my kids. Oh, cater to me, little Now what would we do in the jungle? I'd be in the bushes and Nina would, like, be saying, you can't do that, you're going to get a... Don't do that, Brittany, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get a baby booty rash. I've got to go get her ointment for her booty.
Yeah.
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 What's going on
there? Wheels have come off there, haven't they? Let's be honest.
It's the British accent thing I'm trying to work out. Why is she doing that?
It's all of it, Casey, I'm trying to work out. It's the British accent. It's the kind of the context of the conversation. It's bizarre.
Mm. Someone says here, it's actually so sad watching Britney. She clearly needs help. There's no doubt about it, Patricia, 100%. And this is one of those things. If you look at people like Britney, like Justin Bieber, like who else, Macaulay Culkin,
yeah.
These are people that got really famous way too young. Their little brains can't process that. Mm. They didn't actually have a childhood. They didn't have teenage life. They were straight into fame, straight into wealth, straight into everyone doing everything for them. Nobody saying no, no boundaries, no problem, whatever they wanted, and constantly people fawning over them.
Yeah.
And that's what ruins people.
It catches up with them, you see.
Definitely she needs a lot of help, I think.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. It kind of is. And I hope somebody kind of... This is why the conservatorship was probably there to some degree. She's got a net worth, they say, of 80 million and she's burnt through half of that in the last couple of years. They reckon she could be broke in the next 2 years if she keeps going. And then that is that Britney? Is that, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope she gets the help that she needs, mm-hmm. that she clearly needs. 717.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream the Premier League title race with Now. No contract.